90. Executive privilege. I thought that the punishment was excessive, didn't you? Shirley asked. Shirley was a supervisor, and she thought she was exempt from the rules. However, the company did not think she was entitled to an exemption from the rule against using paid time to execute personal errands. Maybe, replied Kitty. However, you did take an unauthorized excursion during work time. Kitty was a supervisor, too. Unlike Shirley, she exerted her best efforts to be an exemplary employee. She did not believe that Shirley had a good excuse for violating the rules. All I did was to take a short walk to get rid of this excess fat, Shirley exclaimed. It seems like you can't even exhale in this office without asking for permission. I thought you went to the store to exchange a shirt, Kitty said. I did, Shirley said. But it's my privilege as an executive to take short breaks for personal matters. I see the managers taking personal breaks to smoke a cigarette. Why should I be excluded from the group? I put into my job the same amount of exertion as they do. At the end of the day, I am just as exhausted. Taking personal breaks shouldn't be an exclusive privilege for managers. It's true. The managers don't exemplify good behavior for supervisors, Kitty said. They're more concerned with our execution of their orders. Frankly, I think we'll just have to accept the fact of our exclusion from executive privilege. All this talk is exhausting me, said Shirley. I think I need another break. Kitty shook her hand in wonderment. Haven't you been listening to anything I've said?